People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Whoa, coming in hot, boy. Coming in hot. God damn. Cutting this intro down a little bit. Oh, Jesus Christ. I cut it right off. There. I'm just going to fade it. Man, I'm all discombobulated tonight. What's up, everybody? How's it going? I'm solo tonight. I planned for a guest on the show tonight, but he couldn't make it. He had to bail last second. It happens. It happens. And then I'm going to have to just go off the fly. Oh, Jesus, man. I am doing a terrible job at audio. Terrible job. I don't know. Live on TikTok, my TikTok audience. I don't know if you guys get the audio off the PC. I haven't quite figured out why my sound from my laptop doesn't transfer to TikTok Live. But I don't know. Maybe it's a copyright thing. Maybe they got like some sort of filter or something. I have no frigging clue. But I'm going to play a lot of videos tonight. That's what I'm going to do because I have no guest. So I'm just going to bullshit about videos. Videos about food, about the garbage they're putting in. Actually, the garbage they're trying to pull. I've been following this story, Amos Miller, and it's just ridiculous. Amish guy, Lancaster County, just being just run through the ringer on selling raw milk. It's ridiculous because for number one, the Amish are, from what I understand, a sovereign nation. So it's like the Iroquois or like something like that. I don't know. I don't know the whole thing about it, but they don't partake in our society really. So how do you I need some clarification on how the Amish are like prosecuted by our courts when like Native Americans aren't. They have their own sovereign nation and like a separate nation within a nation. And it's ridiculous. I don't even want to get into it yet because I want to save it for a little bit. Had a busy week here on the farm. We our goats started giving birth on Monday, and they didn't stop till yesterday. We lost zero, and all the moms are doing great. In fact, they're still in my studio right now. I built a temporary kidding stalls right here. So you might hear some clicks and chews. You might hear some banging of heads because they like to run their heads into. They're trying to fight each other. Two of my girls, they dislike each other. And I keep them as far apart as I can. But when they see each other, they want to fight. So you might hear them try and get at each other. But yeah, just an amazing experience. Goats giving birth, or any, I mean, I don't know if you're a parent or what, if you witnessed birth, if you've given birth, it is absolutely phenomenal experience. And if you ever get a chance to actually deliver a baby from an animal, it's just insane. I mean, I've watched my wife give birth, and yeah, it's crazy because it's, you know, your kid and all, and so you worry about your wife, she's pregnant and your child is inside her body. And as a man, you have no control over that. You have none. And, you know, the whole pregnancy, you're worried about both of them, but they're in one unit. Always, you know, you worry about that human, and you have a human in a human that you worry about both of them. But that moment suddenly they separate and you have two humans to worry about. And it's crazy because You don't know which way to go. You don't know if you go to your kid, you go to your wife, you go, what do you do? And it's like this like overwhelming feeling where you don't know how to control it. And like, I have four kids. So it's every time was like, what do I do? Where do I go? And I always end up running to the baby, but it's insane. So, I mean, then to be like this person pulling a baby out of another creature, where you have no, I have no medical training. I am my vet on my farm for the most part. Whatever legally I can do, I will do. I understand that I will lose animals eventually. I knock on wood. I haven't yet. But in, you know, hobby farming, low scale family farming, homesteading, you care about your animals, but you have to be more hands on than say like a big commercial operation who can afford like, vets coming in and those medical bills, which, you know, I mean, I will call a vet if I have to. I mean, I care about my animals. I'm not just some monster, but I try and do as much as I can. And, that means vaccinations, and that means, hoof trimmings and diagnosing worming and, you know, fecal examinations, to diagnose what worm your goat has. It's what you kind of have to do. If you're trying to live off the system, you can't keep, getting this, you know, bringing the system in, and, you know, putting money back into the system, which, you know, not that, I mean, look, I got nothing against, for the most part, I got nothing against the medical field, as far as veterinary science. There is some stuff, you know, like Lyme's disease, vaccinations for, I don't know. Some of the vaccines for animals, like having a dog, having a cat, you'll go in and they'll be like, yeah, your dog or cat hitting this vaccine for, you know, shingles. And you're like, what the fuck? Really? Huh, doc? And you don't know, you know? So, I mean, for the most part though, like as far as like livestock vets, they keep it cheap. Somehow a livestock vet is a lot cheaper than like taking your dog to get a goddamn x-ray, a dog x-ray. Holy shit. You know, take out your loan, but livestock vets, you know, they keep the prices down. They seem like everyone I've met has been, you know, good, honest person. I feel like, but I try to be my own vet. I try to do as much as I can legally. You know what I mean? We're in Jersey, so it's getting harder to buy syringes for some reason. I don't know. I guess, there might be some other issues going on where they don't want just syringes running around. Unless you're a drug addict, because then I hear you can go get free syringes. So, but if you're actually taking care of animals or something, nah, we don't want you. We don't want you taking care of the vaccines. We'll pump that through someone else. But I mean, right now you just need a vet script, I guess, to buy syringes in this state. But, yeah, so I'm very hands-on, and, my goats give birth, and just like any farm around me, I mean, the farmer gives birth. That is your obstetrician on the farm. And, but it's amazing. It's still scary. You know, you're, when you care about your animal, your livestock, like, my operation, I'm tiny, you know. I had five goats, and now I'm up to nine goats in 1 week. But I care about them. I'm you know, they're not pets, but you know, I feed them, water them, take care of them, pet them. I mean, goats are almost like dogs. Like, you play with goats. Like, they want to play. So that's why I'm glad I don't have meat goats and I went with dairy. Yeah, it's you kind of, you know, you got a personal relationship. If I had some giant cow dairy farm where cows are just numbers, nothing against it at all. I know a lot of those guys, and they take their losses, you know, hard. You know, they don't want to lose calves, but it's a little different, you know. It's a little different when the animal is just a number and you don't have that personal relationship. So when my goat is giving birth and I'm literally pulling this creature out of her and she's in pain screaming. And if you ever heard a goat scream, it's terrifying. But, yeah. And you pull this little life out of her and it takes that first breath and it's still just like, whoa, holy crap. Yeah. Holy crap. There is some crap that comes out of every creature that gives birth. But, yeah, you're just like, holy crap, man. I'm here for this. I'm here for this thing's like first breath. And then it's hard to be like, 'cause look, these goats give birth. I sell the babies. The babies are purebred Alpine goats and they're show goats and they're worth money. And that's why I do it. And I got to remember, these are not pets. And it's hard. When you pull that creature out of its mother and it takes its first breath and you give that baby to the mother and it's so, like, it's so strange. I mean, eventually they separate and the mother could care less. I'll tell you, in a few weeks, the moms are like, get the hell off of me. I want nothing to do with you. It's not like a human where you have this, like, lifelong bond. Or you know, I don't know. And for what I see, they... You know, they boot them off or, you know, we separate them so the, you know, get the milk or whatever. But anyway, so, yeah, but it's amazing. Birth is amazing. So anyway, welcome to the show. I am solo tonight, and that's why I'm going to be sitting here doing a lot of bullshitting, and, who knows? Maybe I'll stop talking because I got nothing left to say and I'll wrap it up. But right now, I don't know. I'll just sit here and hang. I'll just hang and chit chat to my goats and you guys can listen. Or I'll chit chat to the live audience. Anybody that wants to join the show, I don't even know how to do that. I tried, I guess, like I got to invite somebody on. But if you want on, just say, hey, invite me on. Or I'm not quite sure how that works. All right. So. Just say you want on, and then I'll hit whatever that means, like invite. I think you have to be friends or you have to like follow us or something. So I don't know, follow us, and then if you want something to say, you have something to say. Because look, I follow a ton of like homesteading people, and they get it. Like this whole like on the farm birth is crazy on the small scale. And if anybody's got anything to add to anything I'm talking about, just say, you know, hey, you know, join me in or join me in. It's weird. Add me in or whatever. And I'll try to. My phone is kind of out of my reach, but I can reach over and click it. We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we had a guest that was going to come on, a small family rancher. So there's a lot more. This guy doesn't even realize how interesting he is. And, but he, couldn't make it tonight. So I was like, whatever, we'll do it another night, but he'll be on eventually. I'll get enough beers in him and he'll start rambling off stories. I'm sure. That's kind of what you do when you drink too many beers, you start rambling. But it's Friday night. So hang out. I don't know. Maybe I'll do 4 hours. You don't know. Maybe I'll stay up all night just sitting here on live begging for like prizes or gifts or whatever they do. I don't know. What are those things called? Medals, gifts, prizes. Let me look. I don't know what they're called. But I got one. We went live when we did the goat birth and somebody gave me an ice cream cone. somebody like posted an ice cream cone, and I was like, what the hell is that ice cream cone? And they were like, it's for the goats. And I was like an emoji ice cream cone for the gifts or for the goats. Pulling all nighter. I doubt I'm that good. Yeah, so I'm just reading some of the they're called gifts. Gifts. Like a gif, like a GIF, gift. A gift. So yeah, what was I saying? I got all off track. I do that a lot. That's why I need a guest here so they could be like, hey, back on schedule here. Yeah, so we'll have him in. And just what this show is about. It's about like these small time people that are trying to build up to whatever their goal is, either feed their families or make money and feed their families, make money and feed their families. That's great. That's a great concept. That's a hard one to pull these days. But yeah, that's like what we want to put on this show. It's what we want to promote. These guys working hard and trying to feed their families and trying to, live off the land, live off the system. I mean, everybody's got their different goals. There's going to be people on this show that just want to grow their own herbs in their garden, in their kitchen. And that's cool. There's some people that are probably really good at growing herbs in their kitchen. And I want to talk to those people. If you're one of those people, I want to talk to you. There's a guy in New York State. I follow him. I'm obsessed with him. He grows lettuce all year round. Like in New York State, when it's like 20 degrees, this guy is growing like lettuce. And he's out there clipping it and dancing in his greenhouse and just living his life. And it's like that's a concept to me. Like, you know, winter, it's like, all right, the garden's done. Like, the growing season's over and this guy just keeps it going and all year round. And I don't know. I find that amazing. I find that really amazing that, you know, you just keep going. You just don't give up. Or like, I wouldn't even like fathom it. I would be like, all right, it's over. I wouldn't even start like butter lettuce, like in November or something or whatever, spinach, whatever you got. But that guy is awesome. And that's the type of people I want to talk to. And I want other people to hear what they do, through the podcast, through TikTok, through, Instagram and all those things. While we have TikTok, huh? Segway, are you ready? I mean, since this is a TikTok-oriented show tonight, since it's mostly me and TikTok, I'm staring at the camera. I don't even have to stare at the big screen tonight, although I will. How's your baby goats? Wow, I would have missed that because I still can't read that far away. No, I can read that. How's your baby goats? They're good. They're alive. That's good. None of them are pooping blood or anything. They are... they're already doing parkour off of my walls and jumping on their mothers and they're trying to get at each other. So what I have set up is pallets and it works really well. I sectioned off temporary stalls because these goats will be in here for probably until I'm comfortable that the babies will be comfortable out in the pasture and in the goat, shelter. Then I'll keep them in here. Just keep the wind off of them and stuff like that. But yeah, they're ready to rock. They are like jumping off of stuff. They're sticking their heads in water already. I've never had baby goats to actually even test the water. Like they just drink from their mother. And these goats are, well, that's another thing. I haven't had this many male goats. So literally one of them I delivered. He came out and bucked me. Like the second he got on his feet, he bucked me. And I was like, is this like, what is this? A super goat? You know? And, yeah. And he's bouncing off the walls. He's trying to buck the other babies in the other stalls. Cause they can see each other. So there's a mother that has a set of twins and he's by himself with his mom, but he wants to go play with the other goats. So tomorrow I may take down one of the pallets and let the babies kind of like just play, just get together and probably hit heads and jump on each other, and mothers will get mad and trying to defend their kids. And we'll see how that goes. That'll be fun. So yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, TikTok. Yeah. What's going on? What's going on, TikTok? You're going to get booted from the country? Our government doesn't like, it doesn't like things it can't control. And I know a lot of people are going to be vocal about this. Look, I don't know where to stand because I see both sides. And I'm talking about TikTok just because it's TikTok orientated. There's a lot of homestead people on TikTok. There's homestead people that make money on TikTok. And it's a revenue, what do you call that? A revenue stream? Yeah, that's what you call it. A revenue stream for a lot of family farms and homesteaders. And look, I enjoy watching these people live. And I think the TikTok live is way better than the Instagram live. It's why I chose to do my show on TikTok live and not Instagram, because you have that potential for those gifts and you have that potential for, I don't know, there's other like things. I think there's gifts and likes get money or something. I don't 100% know. Like I said, like I'm kind of new to this game, but there's people making serious money on TikTok. And from what I know, Instagram, you don't have that. You don't have that revenue stream. So you can go live and get those followers and maybe promote your stuff. But I don't think you can get that instant pay or whatever that is, you know. And look, like I said, the government doesn't like things it can't control. And if you're like a Chinese company like TikTok, and the government can't tell you what to put on your platform, they might want you out. And I don't know. I mean, I don't want a foreign nation having so much say in my life. It's kind of weird, right? I think we can all agree on that. And then, but I want the freedom to make that choice. You know, I don't think a senator or a representative, even though you voted for him or whatever, and they're because, well, in the House, it got like, I think it was unanimous. They were like, no, it's out. Because we don't want Mark Zuckerberg to have competition. He's our buddy. And that's another thing. I'm like, that's a little weird. It's a little weird, you know? Because if you think about the TikTok competition, it's not Facebook. It's Instagram, you know? And, you know, Meta. I'm sorry.
Meta.
It's Meta, right? I mean, like I say Facebook, I know that's part of Meta, but it doesn't, it's not the same thing as TikTok. TikTok and Instagram, you look at them and you're like, you're competition for each other, even though you let people share shit between each other. But when I see that, and I see Mark Zuckerberg with his fucking arm around, you know, senators and stuff, and I'm like, are you just trying to get your competition, you know, outlawed? Because who else is there? You know, the Trump one? Come on. No, that's not competition for Zuck. So who else is there? I don't know. There's a bunch of them. I mean, people are going to be like, well, why don't you go on this one and that one? And it's like, well, that's not really competition. You know, they're not threatening the Zuckerberg empire of Meta and whatever the hell else. But TikTok is. And the government doesn't have the ability to say, hey, TikTok, you better not put out misinformation. Although I got a firearms violation. Huh? What the hell's up with that? I'm going to keep repeating that one. Day one, firearms. 8 seconds into the first show, I got a firearms violation. China. Huh? What's the matter? You want to be in America, you got to get used to firearms. We like them. And we put them out. But yes, but I don't know where to stand on it, because I like TikTok, but, and what I like is like that potential for that revenue stream. But then I see the other side. It's a foreign nation having say in our society, you know, and it's like, man, I don't like that either. Like, I don't want China owning farmland, and they do. I don't see the government stepping in to boot that out. No, I don't see that happening. But, you know, it's not a political show. I'm not going to make it political. We're a farm-based show, I guess you would say, or like a homestead-based show. And it's weird talking to yourself. Like, I'm looking at, like, my phone. I'm staring at myself talking. And I'm like, man, this guy makes good points. Boy, he's got a thing or two to say. I like it. Nothing wrong with a firearm. You're damn right there's not. You're damn right. Juice Jen. Just Jen. Just Jen? I almost called you Justin. Hey, look. I don't want to dead name anybody. I don't know. Just Jen. Just Jen. Whatever. We're not going to make it that political. Don't worry. Let's keep our boxer shorts and panties in a bunch, or not in a bunch, right? I don't know what you wear. You wear what you wear. Just don't try and put it on me, huh? Huh? Or my kids. So, yeah, I don't know what I was talking about. You're going to see that tonight. Tonight, I'm going to be like, I don't know what I was talking about. What do you want to talk about? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. TikTok. I don't know. From what I understand, I mean, it employs a lot of Americans, right? Like I said, revenue. But Uncle Sam likes to control shit. He likes to be the puppet master, you know? He likes to just be like, hey, 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 hey. You better push that thing we want you to talk about, and not so much that thing we want you to talk about. And it's not like a Trump-Biden thing. It's not like a whatever. It's just a government thing. And they like control. They do. And that's what we're doing. Homesteaders, they're not really fans of us because we're trying to get out of their system. I mean, I'll pay taxes. And yeah, gladly pay taxes. But, you know, we're trying to get out of their system as much as possible. We like to not be controlled. And as Americans, I think in general, we don't like to be controlled. That's why we're like, hey, can you let us make the decision on the TikTok? If I want that app on my phone, maybe I should make that decision. Maybe I should make the decision on the firearm. But, and then they come at you with the, but you don't know what to do with it. You know, you don't know what you're giving away. All right, tell me. Tell me. Tell me what I'm giving away. Tell me why the TikTok is so bad. You know, tell me what they're doing. If you know, government, I'm pointing at you. If you know, then tell me and let me make the decision. I want to delete that app, and then come up with a way to be like, all right, why don't we put this on a phone where that information is not transferable? You know why they don't? Because believe me, they have the capability to be like, here, put this on the phone. That'll block TikTok from stealing this information. They don't, because they want to steal the information too. They don't want to put those blocks and roadblocks in and firewall thingy majiggies in a phone, because they want to be able to tap on in. They just don't want China tapping on in when they want to. I have one of these ring lights, and after I stare at it for a while, it starts like wobbling. I don't even know if this ring light does anything for me. It just makes me look like I've had a little sunburn, I think. I don't know. But I have the fluorescent old-fashioned lights over top, and they light up the stage pretty good. So, yeah, I don't know where you stand. We're all on TikTok. Anybody on the live right now, you're on TikTok. You know, let me know what you think. What do you think? Because I really don't know what to think. I feel like I should be given more information and make the decision for myself. You know, if, China's going to steal my bank account, I want to know about it. If China's going to steal my something, there's going to be a Chinese guy in Beijing with my name, I want to know about it. I'll meet him, too. I'll be like, dude, you look nothing like me. What the hell? never passes me. You know, I'll, you know, whatever. But yeah, let me make the decision. I'm an American, goddammit. I pay taxes. I pay goddamn taxes, and I want to make my own goddamn decision. That in that accent, I'm allowed to do. If I did Chinese accents, I might be banned. But yeah, let us choose. How about it? How about it? How about I choose? I choose what's in my food. How about I choose where my taxes go? They don't like that. They don't like that stuff, you know? And I don't get it. So, speaking of choosing, huh? How about this for a segue? You ready, folks? I hope my sound isn't too hot, because in my headphones, it sounds too hot. On my board, it doesn't look too hot, but it sounds too hot in my headphones. So, the great state of Oklahoma. Bet you guys didn't know about this. Bet you didn't know. You didn't know that Oklahoma trying to make it legal to do some cockfighting. And I'm not, listen, a family show for the most part. I'll throw a curse word in it. But not that kind. I'm talking roosters, old boy. Old school cockfighting. Laying money down like they do in old Mexico. Yeah. Big money. Big birds. Big spurs. Yeah. Yeah, well, Oklahoma, their old governor, he got caught on tape being like, hell yeah, let's do some cockfighting. Man, you got balls, dude. You got steel cojones. Because here's another one where I don't know where to stand. I don't know. I like chicken. I have many chickens. I have many roosters. Many, many, many roosters. And I do not break their fights up. They will break them up themselves, God damn it. Because I really don't like my roosters. They're mean. They serve a purpose, and that is to defend. And they do it well. But they're mean little dinosaur birds that want to just battle. And they do. They set their, you know, at my house, we know who's in charge here. And nobody goes near that bastard. I've talked about him on this show. 2-0 versus foxes, 1-0 versus black bears. My kids call him Fluff, but I just call him, you know, I call him names. But yeah, roosters want to fight. So this is my dilemma on it, right? I think you start adding weaponry to the bird to like kill the other bird, but it's a bird most of our country eats, and millions, probably millions get killed. Millions a day, I think I can go with millions a day. Yeah, I bet you millions of chickens get killed a day for us to eat them. So the moral dilemma is a chicken killing another chicken. Which that probably happens millions of times a day. Probably millions of times a day. A chicken, not millions. Yeah, maybe in those big operations, you know, bunch of roosters running around killing each other. Usually they kill them before they're very aggressive, though. So probably not a lot of chicken on chicken murder on those big Purdue farms and stuff like that. I think they get the old axe before they get that that juice flying where they want to fight. But, yeah, we kill millions and we eat them. And then they're killing each other. They'll fight to the death. You don't have to do much. You know, they see each other. It's on sight. It's like gang war shit. Chicken will look at another chicken and just start wailing on each other. Roosters, not chicken. Well, yeah, my hens will do it too. My hens are mean. They might be as mean as the roosters. They have to be. Have to be to survive. The mean pasture. Mean streets of the pasture. You have to be mean. So, I don't know. I mean, then what? You lay money on it? You know? Throw two roosters enter the cage? Because let's be honest, okay? Hold the phone. Let's be honest of why the government outlawed cockfighting. It's not some like, oh, we feel bad for the chickens. No, the people asking for it to be outlawed, they're like, we feel bad for the chickens. The reason it is outlawed is because the government didn't get their tax. It's like, we don't like you, not, you know, that whole cash thing. Yeah, because look, morals? We're talking about morals? No. Government doesn't, they don't traffic in the avenue of morals at all. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on or color you wear. Morals don't pay the bills in Washington, D.C. Period. We make a lot of freaking weapons to kill human beings. We make a lot. I mean a lot. And if we actually knew, we'd probably be like, oh my God. Why do you want to kill so many people? We kill a lot of people. So if you think that cockfighting is outlawed because it's mean to the chicken, they don't give a rat's ass. It's because they can't collect. When two dudes are like cockfighting, that's weird. No, when even then they can't collect. I think that's a cash on cash operation, if I don't. So if there's 50 people, not just two people, let's make it 50 people. There's 50 people watching two roosters battle to the death. Now, I don't know, maybe Venmo, but if it was legal, maybe they could collect now. But when it was outlawed, there was no Venmo. There was no way to, it was cash. And they don't like that. They don't like that exchange. It's not because they felt bad for chickens. So let's get that straight. Not the case at all. So, like I said, I eat chicken. I eat them. If you eat chicken, you pay somebody. Generally, if you don't raise your own, we raise our own, but we don't raise enough that's all we eat. We do have to buy some. This year is going to be, we're going to ramp it up a little bit. We're going to get a hell of a lot more birds in the freezer that we raise. But look, you're paying somebody to kill your chicken and you put it in your freezer. And I get it. You're just like, I don't know, if you eat the bird, does it matter that a bird killed it or you killed? I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that. And you might be an animal lover and be like, hey, look, I'm an animal lover. I like animals. You know, look, I'm not sitting here raising all these animals because I hate them. Believe me, you have to really care for these things, you know. And I don't know. I mean, two chickens fighting to the death. If you're going to eat those chickens, I don't know. I don't want them to suffer, though. I mean, yeah, I guess I'd dispatch them pretty quick. Look, I'm fleshing this out right here. So don't judge me if you're like, oh, that son of a bitch, he wants chickens to suffer. No, I don't. But they do like to fight naturally. So if they're just going to fight. Now, look, the cockfighting, rooster fighting thing, they do put like weapons on their feet, and I think that's weird. It's a human. I almost said it's a human. It's a, you know, it's a living creature. You're going to put these like extraordinary weapons on them and have them, you know, fight to the death. I don't know. I don't agree with that. But I mean, if you have two chickens and they're fighting in your pasture or something, you and your buddy are hanging out and you're like, hey, I got $5 on the red one. And then one dies. And then you eat it. I think I'm okay with that. I mean, I think I'm okay with that transaction. You know, unless you're going in there and be like, I'm gonna give this one a six shooter. I'm like, hey, dude, that's not fair. That's not fair. You made the chicken like some biomechanical thing, or put like razor blades on its feet, and it starts like slashing whatever. And the thing's like wounded and like, no, there's still, you know, that whole thing. All right. You know what? Maybe it should be outlawed. No, I think so. Because people are always going to, it's never going to be just two dudes hanging out and then there's two chickens that naturally fight and one dies and then they eat it. I don't think that ever happened. So, yeah, it should be outlawed because I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. Now, I just convinced myself it's wrong. But yeah, Oklahoma, they're like, yo, let's bring it back. I'm going to play this video. I don't know if it's going to play. Let me see. Anybody hear that rooster crow? So in this video, I don't know what this is. I've never seen an operation like this. These are like chickens. These are roosters and they have their own little teepee. Hold on. I don't know how to explain this. It's like their own little shelter, little coop. And they're like chained out there. 20 years later. Okay. I think I missed some stuff. They weren't saying it. They were putting words up, and I guess I should have been reading it. But so basically, it's outlawed, and the governor or something said, nah, I don't know. I guess the cockfighting people of Oklahoma came up with like some name of their organization that sounded legit. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to help him, but I'll wait on the sidelines and cheer him on or something. His quote was, and I don't know. He claims he didn't know what they were about, but he said, I will sit on the sidelines and cheer them on. Generally, if I don't know what you're about, I'll be like, I don't know what they're about. And I'm just going to wait and see what they're about first before I give you a little tidbit quote. So he said that. He said, I'm going to sit and cheer him on. And to me, that sounds like support. That sounds like support of the cockfighting ring. So let's see what this guy, he might be a cockfighter. I don't know.
Legal the whole time I was growing up, and it went from legal to felony. 10-year prison sentence. Like I said, this is rooster country. I mean,
rooster country. See, I got a bunch of roosters that are mean as hell. I might have to go to rooster country. Yeah, there's a proposal to weaken the penalties. And it looks like if this operation... Look, if cockfighting is illegal and this operation is in Oklahoma, this dude has an operation. There are, like, fighting chickens being raised. So... whoever enforces it, I mean, I would take one look and be like, dude, you're fighting these birds. You're raising them to fight. I guess that's not the illegal part. I guess it would be illegal if he started fighting them, but I guess raising them to fight, I guess that's not illegal. But law enforcement, I'd be like, well, why would you raise them if you're not fighting them? You're doing something. You're pulling some shenanigans. I don't know. Let's see. Rooster country.
Of course, I'm not for legalizing game cockfighting.
Oh, he almost said, what did he say? Sounded like he was about to say gay marriage or something. Oh, game bird. A game... Man, he didn't know. So, yeah, it's a weird one. If you're like an official and you have to say cockfighting, you don't want to say it. He wanted to say game bird fighting. Yeah, that's a weird, tough spot to be in there, buddy. But, yeah, he backpedaled and was like, yeah, of course I'm not for the act of game bird fighting. Game birds.
State of Oklahoma had no idea that people were going to take a video and say
the governor
legalizing, game fighting or game cockfighting.
Game fighting. Game cockfighting. Just say cockfighting, dude. Just say what it is. Come on, man. We're adults here. We're not going to laugh too much. Kevin, Governor Kev, Big Kev. Yeah. He slipped up because he probably goes to the cockfights. He's probably got money. He's probably got his own bird in his backyard. Probably a mean bastard with, like, metal spurs on him. Yeah, so I guess they asked him for his support, and he was like, I don't know, I'll hang out and support you guys from over here. Sound like he casted his hat in the Gamecock fighting ring. Gamecock. That sounds like a pheasant, a game bird. A game bird is a pheasant, not a rooster. They don't play, roosters don't play games. They're fighting to the death. You're going to call them a game cock? Call it a cockfight. Let's move on with our lives, huh? Let's be adults. Let's not just tiptoe around what it is. Let's see what else he has to say. A lot of rooster crows in this video. We got a guy holding a gamecock here.
We're here to represent the rural Oklahomans and their liberties and their rights and their freedoms. I believe our governor understands rural Oklahomans.
This is the head of the Game Fowl Commission. This is what, so this, these people changed their name to the Game Fowl Commission. And that sounds pretty dang legit. Game Fowl Commission. We are the Game Fowl Commission. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, oh, you must like hunt pheasants or quail, right? He's like, no, we cockfight. In Oklahoma? I said be adults. Here, I'm making dick jokes to myself on a Friday night in my garage here, my barn garage, my kidding stall garage. Sitting here making penis jokes, penile jokes. Anyway, so yeah, the Gamecock commissioner here.
Well, I had a rooster just passed away last week, was 10 years old. You know,
this is some
they had
dude.
A lot better life living here than they're going to have at Tyson, you know, poultry farm.
Yeah,
and you
got to
protect
point.
Them from the weather and the varmints and everything else.
You got a point.
Likes to eat chickens, you know.
That's a good point. It's a great point. You know, if your cock is fighting, then he's living. I guess he's going to live a better life than at Purdue or like you said, Tyson. Oh, he threw Tyson in because he's a fighter, right? This guy's all about fighting. I see what he did there. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I like chickens, but I know what they're like. They're just kind of, yeah, sometimes I'm like that guy. I'm the guy to just go, yeah, it's a chicken. It is a chicken, and I eat chickens. So, but then there's people that love their chickens, and they're like their kids, you know? I'm not going to eat a KFC in front of some lady who just, like, that's her passion. You think cat ladies are weird? Listen. Yo, listen. I said yo. Chicken ladies get into it. They will fight you for their chicken. Blue eggs, all this. They get into it. I get a little into it. You know, I get out there and I see like a darker brown egg. And I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. Look at the colors. I'm that guy. Yeah, I enjoy it. I don't know. But to me, my chickens are like, look. I get too hungry. You know, feed's expensive. Better hope I keep my job. And, yeah, like I said, I'm going to be raising meat birds. I'm going to lop their heads off and put them in my freezer and feed my children. So, to me, chicken is a chicken. And I eat chicken. And they have pea brains. See, now I'm going back. This guy's winning me over. This Gamecock Commission guy is winning me over. Because, yeah, that rooster is going to have a better life for, like, as long as he keeps winning, you know? Look, I watch human beings fight in a ring. The loser doesn't have the best life, you know? Not to say that they're going to lop his head off and eat him, but I don't know what happens to those fighters when they retire. I don't know what the UFC does with the guys that don't make it. I don't know. Might feed them back to the winners. How do I know? Yeah, it's tough. It's weird. It's weird that it's even being brought up. Like who would even think? I wouldn't even think. It's not even, it's never, I mean, not that it's ever been a part of my life, but I think if you're fighting this fight, it never went away. I think you kept doing it and didn't tell anybody, but now you're like, hey, I don't want to go to jail for 10 years. And I want these sentences reduced because I eat chicken and, you know, whatever. It's so strange. It's such a strange thing to have. It, like, there's a lot of strange things we fight about as a country, like within our borders. There's a lot that we fight about that really you shouldn't fight about. Like, it's kind of like a no brainer to everyone else. It's kind of like, huh? But this, I could see both sides, and I think I still weigh on the side of, I don't know that people should be gambling on two animals fighting. Because look, dog fighting? No, 100% against. Never in a million years would I support it. Never. Chicken fighting? I don't know. I don't eat dogs. Would never eat a dog. Well, I'd eat a dog if I had to. But I'm not going to be like, hey, we're having dog tonight. Yeah, it's Christmas. I'm not going to do that. So dog fighting, no, I'm 100% against. No brainer, right? I wouldn't think we'd have to have that conversation, but who knows? I mean, tomorrow the dog fighting commission might pop up and be like, listen, it's a dog. And I'd be like, to me, it's not. They're like kids. But I gotta see. I'd be like, I understand. It's just a dog to you, but you know, you can't put Rover in there versus whatever. You know, it's just weird. And then a dog could kill a person. You could train a dog to be a killer, and you know, it gets out, and I'll guarantee you, it'll kill a kid. But if my rooster gets out, you know. Probably traumatically scar a kid, but, you know, scratch him up real good, unless he's got his blades on his little feet running around. Like, really scratch a kid up. You know, a fighting bird gets out, he's not going to kill anybody, wouldn't think. Unless he's really good, right? Really good at it. He's a real killer. You know? I don't think, where am I going? I'm going back. I think I'm going back to supporting the fucking fighting. It's a dilemma. I gotta read some comments. Love your background. Thank you. I built this shit myself. Handmade with some little tin. And then there's a lumber mill not far from where I'm at. And went down there. I was like, you guys got any like siding? And they had this whole bundle of like bark, like cedar bark. For like, I got a whole like truckload for like nickels. I think it was like $20 for like two truckloads. I think I even went back, like, I need more. And they're like, just take it. Like, we burn it. I don't know what they did, but I love it. I think it looked great. I think it turned out great. You know, built this little shelf here. Anyway. Yeah, I used to have some firearms up here, antique firearms, but TikTok was not, they weren't keen on that. I had to take it down. I did a job and a guy was like, you like guns? I guess I shouldn't talk about that. Back to cockfighting. Yeah, I don't know where I stand. I don't know. It's a tough one, man. I don't think people should be getting enjoyment out of two animals fighting to the death. Like, if I see it, it's not like I sit out there and like watch. Like, I'll let nature take its course, but like, somebody's got to be the champion of my flock here. You know, I need a leader. Can't be getting your ass whipped out there. And then, my roosters don't fight to the death. They, you know, one tussle, I'll tell you,
I'll tell you who. I'll tell you who you don't want to mess with, and that's a guinea fowl. Yeah, my roosters don't mess with my guinea fowls. I don't know if any of you have guinea fowl. They are some tough, tough birds. They're dumb. They're dumb as shit, and they're loud, and they're annoying. But, man, they're tough. I grabbed one. Like, it roosted in a weird spot, and I was like, all right, dude, like, get out of there. Like, I don't want to hear it. Because what they'll do is they'll roost in a weird spot and then scream at 3 in the morning. You hear it all night. Like, worse. I almost did, like, a turkey. But, no, it's some, like, I can't even do the sound. But, yeah, roosted in a weird spot, and I grabbed them. And when I grabbed, I put my hands around them. Like, I grab my chickens. I grab them, you know, how you grab a chicken. You hold its wings down so they don't start flopping and going crazy. And a chicken's just like a little dough ball. You just grab it, and it's got no muscle, and you just walk it wherever you want, and you place it down. I grabbed the guinea fowl like that. Holy Jesus, it's like I grabbed a tornado. It was like a tornado. It was like, whoa, whoa, where are you going, bud? Where are we going? Yeah. Yeah. And then you let them, then they like fly out into the night. Fox will eat them. But, yeah, but in feeding time, so I don't really feed my guinea fowl. They kind of just feed themselves. I want them to eat ticks, and I don't really like, you know, they'll jump in the goat feed. They'll jump in the chicken feed. They eat, believe me. Not some sort of monster, like I said. But, they'll go in there, and when the rooster's going to eat, the guinea fowl are like, nah, bro, us first. Us first. And my roosters get put in their place, so that's a tough bird. You want to put some guinea fowl against a guinea fowl? It looks stupid, though, because they just, like, hit their heads together. They look like the dumbest things, dumbest fight ever. But, yeah, so much muscle on those things. So, I don't know. I'm going to say I don't know how to feel about Oklahoma pushing to legalize cockfighting. I don't know. I honestly don't even know what you're thinking. I don't even know why it would come up. Yeah, with all the problems we have, why the governor would weigh in on cockfighting. I'd be like, hey, can we talk about the border, maybe? No? Something? Talk about, you know, somebody's rights? Somebody? Anything? You know, talk about taxes? You guys want to talk about where our taxes go? No, he's going to throw his hat into cockfighting. Which looks like it's a bad decision, governor. Bad. I don't think you should be throwing your hat in that ring. Huh? You like that? Yeah. I don't think so. So we'll move on. We'll move on. I think we covered that. I think we all get a grasp. I think everybody's going to sit somewhere on that fence, that cockfighting fence. And you'll make your own choice, you know. It's a tough one. It's a dilemma. Don't go to Oklahoma because you're just going to be like, holy crap, I didn't know this was this deep. I didn't understand it. And the nuances, the heartfelt feelings. I was saying the other day, I was like, you know, I really got to clean my show up because I want to attract like, you know, I want to attract some, maybe some sponsors, maybe get some money. And you got to click like explicit when your podcast goes live and, or podcast goes up and, you know. I'm always clicking explicit because we're throwing F-bombs, you know, we're drinking beers and being real male-orientated, someone said. And I was like, man, you know, it's a lot of women in homesteading, like that I see, a lot of women making sourdough. Because, look, there's going to be shows about sourdough. Yeah. Don't let this one fool you. We're going to be talking about, you know, growing flowers and selling by the roadside sometimes. Farm stands, egg sales, things like that. And I was like, yeah, I guess the podcast is a little male orientated, you know, we talk about, but all I had was guys on, you know, we haven't had any women on. I'm sure it'll get a little feminine when a woman comes on. We'll talk about like homestead momming, homeschooling, huh? Not a lot of male homeschoolers. It's a lot of stay at home moms doing that. But, yeah, I do want to include the female homesteader in this show. Because they had a lot to do with it. They raised the children, basically. And I'm not saying they have to. I'm saying it happens. It's not a lot of homesteading dads, like, you know, they're out there taking care of the, you know, and the, yeah. So I bake sourdough. Listen, I'm not like a sexist. My wife says sometimes I get a little sexist, but it's just, look, I'm on a team. You know, I have a team that I'm not looking to switch. So, yeah, sometimes I'm going to be like, yeah, you know, it's not really a guy thing to do. But, I bake sourdough. That's not masculine, I don't think. But she was like, yeah, you know. Yeah, no. Anyway, I do get a little sexist, but I try not to. I try to be inclusive. So, we're going to move on. This is big news to our Canadian listeners. Canada, where you at? Hey? Where you at, Canada? So, apparently, this is something I didn't know. I mean, I figured Canada has probably a food, like our USDA or FDA. Hold on. I don't know if that, I had to burp. I didn't want to burp in the mic. So that wasn't an F-bomb. It was just that, a burp. So Canada has a Canadian Food Inspection Agency. And I'm guessing that is like the USDA or the FDA. But something like that. You know, this one makes more sense. Canadian Food Inspection Agency. They're not like, hey, we're going to cover drugs, too. So we're going to poison your food and okay the drugs to treat that. Not saying that that's what we do, but sometimes it feels like, you know, it feels like that sometimes. So, yeah, they just have a food agency. That makes a little more sense than a food and drug agency. That makes a little more sense. So anyway, they're calling for a recall on enoki mushrooms for guess what? Listeria. Listeria. Can't eat those mushrooms. They look like a disgusting mushroom. Look, these are probably a healthy mushroom. They probably help with, I don't know. They probably help with circulatory system. They probably help with, you know, inflammation. God knows what else. But, hey, why is my, am I? What did I do? My live said it was going to end. And I had to do that puzzle again. I must be going too long. I'm by myself. I'm going over my live time. What do I do? It's going to end in 30 seconds. No internet connection. What are you talking about? Hold on. All right. There we go. Jeez Louise. Did I go over my time? There's a time? They don't tell you this stuff. They just throw it at you in the middle. Like, hey, after an hour, we're gonna make you do a puzzle to make sure you're still on. But if I had a gun, you'd be all over it, wouldn't you, with your AI bots? Anyway, so there's a Listeria recall. And you know what? There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. I could sit and go through a ton of them. And this is just to go back to, look, the Amos Miller. Amos Miller, I got some updates on him and... Did. Now I forget it. I read it, but then I didn't. So yeah, Listeria. But they're not shutting down the mushroom industry. But a farmer selling raw milk. Hate to keep beating a dead horse. If you live by me, that's a funny joke. Hate to keep beating a dead horse here, but it's not funny. A horse died. The funny part is. Died at a a certain type of farm. And the weird part is they cut it up into pieces and dumped it on the side of the road. Yeah. That news. Local. I'll keep that local around me. It's weird. Cutting horses up. Heads. I thought it was the mob. Apparently, no. Somebody, Yeah. Anyway, listeria outbreak. So, yeah, we got listeria. Just like Amos Miller was accused of having, or did, maybe, raw milk. But again, these things happen. Like I'm saying, like, you know, like eating mushrooms, you know. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you just take it for granted that, yeah, you could get some illness. But no matter what you eat. So I don't understand the raw milk thing. I don't understand it at all. Like, you're not trying to save anybody. So anyway, Amos Miller, now they're calling his lawyer. They're saying he, I read it. I'm losing my focus here. I realize how late I've gone just talking to myself. Yeah, they accused his lawyer or, you know, saying, like, weird stuff. And I'm like, he's Amish. Indecipherable objections. I guess his lawyer has indecipherable objections. And the judge now rejected Miller's bid to dismiss the lawsuit against him, arguing because his indecipherable objections of his lawyer. But he's Amish. I'm guessing he's got an Amish lawyer. He isn't. You ever see that old, like, the Saturday Night Live bit with the caveman? That's what I picture. I don't know. His Amish lawyer. I don't know. Quoting the Bible and such. Yeah, so, no, they're not going to throw it out. In a filing Monday, an agriculture department lawyers wrote that Miller's effects to have the case dismissed are based on a barrage of facts that are not alleged in the lawsuit and a litany of conclusionary statements of law that fail to provide any coherent argument. Like, come on, man. It's Amish lawyer. It's like my cousin Vinny, you know? They're like, I think Josiah read a law book once. We'll get him on the case. I don't know if that's like, I don't even know if that's an update, but I guess that's the latest that they're not going to throw it out. But, and if you don't follow the case, what the guy did, he sold raw milk. People got sick. And the government doesn't like the raw milk. And I don't understand why. Like I've said it in the past, you can buy raw meat. You can buy raw seafood. You can buy raw seafood and eat it in a restaurant. You can buy raw everything. And you can get sick from all of it. So why can't you sell raw milk? Because people are going to get sick from it or could get sick from it? That's not being honest. It's just not. And the honest thing, to me, what it sounds like is that we can't tax you. Because who are you going to get raw milk from? A small time milk producer, probably. And it's probably going to be a cash exchange. And they don't like that. They don't. Because stop lying to me that you have my welfare in mind, that you're trying to stop listeria or salmonella or E. coli. You're not, because you'd shut down every food industry known to man. Like, it happens every day. Spinach, romaine lettuce, pork, everything. There's people getting sick every day that go and eat oysters at an oyster bar. You're going to get sick.
I mean, that's like roulette right there. I mean, you look at a plate of 12 oysters, one of them's a loaded weapon, I almost guarantee. One of them's got it. One of them. One of them's going to ruin your night. You know? But raw milk. I really wish I could wrap my head around this one. I can't. I can't. And it's got to be taxes. That's the only logical. I'm like, why would you want, like, the health benefit? Other people, you know, you put your, you know, the conspiracy mind to work and you're going to be like, well, they don't want us being healed by the raw milk. They don't want us being, you know, whatever. They want to cook it out and keep us sick. And sometimes I agree with that. Sometimes I'm like, they could, but I don't think they do that. But I go like more logical and I'm like, I think it's taxes, man. I think it's taxes. I think they don't want you going to some local farm and giving them a couple bucks and you walk away with a gallon of raw milk. And then when everybody starts seeing how great it tastes and how good it is, they don't want everybody doing that. They don't want you doing that. You know, they want you buying it from the store where it's been pasteurized and homogenized and nobody really even questions it. You know. But why can't they sell it in a big store? I guess, you know, because, yeah, the small-time farmer, he's not going to pasteurize and, you know, homogenize and all that stuff and sell you milk right there. He's going to send it to the big guy, and he's gonna do all that. But raw milk, he'd probably be like, man, dip your head in the holding tank. God, take a dip. I don't know. They're comparing it to, this is stupid. They're comparing it to like raw milk that this guy's selling. They're comparing it to unapproved medications. Huh? Really? Uninspected vehicles and other products that fail to meet regulatory safety standards. Again, I'm calling bullshit because there's no food that meets your safety standards or whatever. Raw milk is raw milk, like raw meat is raw meat, and it can get you sick. So don't compare it to medications that are unproved, like you're going to like, you know, kill a million people. And uninspected vehicles. Come on, man. You're lying. You're lying. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. I don't know. Right now, what I think is that the story's blowing up so big that, I feel like they're going to railroad him. He's going to get it. He's going to get, and it's his second offense. In 2016, a few people got sick and they kind of let him. I guess they, you know, gave him some fines. They did that whole thing. And when they do that, you know, they give give us the cash. Here's your fine. Out the door you go. And now they're like, oh, a lot of people are watching. Can't make this about money. It's got to be about safety. And I think they're going to lock him up, man. I think they're going to, you know. I don't know when the next court. So March 1st, order limited Miller to providing raw milk products made from only to family and to legal commercial sales. So they wait. Made out of state consumers. So they're like he's ordered to only provide it to his family, and that's it. Oh, is that it? Wait, what the hell? Is it over? I forgot what month we were in. March 1st, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to need an updated story. I'm not very good at this. I'm going to need an update. I forgot what day. Oh, my God. We're in the Ides of March. Et tu, Brute? Yeah, I'm going to have to look for a newer update. No, this was from 2 days ago. Come on. It's not that old. So what happened? I don't know. Doesn't say. I didn't read the whole story. I guess I skimmed through. I didn't prepare myself to go live by myself, so I just grabbed some things that looked interesting. So I'm going to wrap it up here tonight. I think I have no idea how long I went. Maybe an hour and a half. Maybe a little less. I'm not sure. I know TikTok made me do a puzzle, and that was that. Anybody want to join? Anybody? 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 Join in? Give your 2 cents on something? Huh? You want to weigh in on the story? Anyway, so our podcast is available anywhere podcasts are sold or given away. So go download our show. You can listen to past episodes. You can listen to this one. You can listen to future ones as you're driving to work and you need a... You need a moron on a mic by himself talking to you. This is the way to go. So go download the show, if you will, at Apple, I think. I don't know. We were on Spotify. I had an old thing with that, too. Yeah, go download our show. I'm gonna bail on out of this one right now. If I could maybe, just maybe, do this cleanly, our little exit, our outro. So thanks for listening. If you joined us on TikTok, thank you. If you are listening, downloading the show, thank you. Didn't think I would even go this long tonight, but I did. I get rambling at the mouth and making myself laugh. And thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys next week.
Well, bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. Yeah, bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. You're like a herd of bloody swine that's refused to leave the trough. You'll get Neymar this evening, so you better bugger up. You've been a splendid audience, but all your time is past. So, Georgie, I'll be letting the door hit you in the arse. You've been a lovely audience, but oh, enough's enough. We take it very kindly if you'd all just bugger up. Wow, bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. Bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. You're like a herd of fucking swine that's refusing to drop. You'll get no more this evening, so you better bugger up. And here's to all the small convictions win for the band. I'm thinking maybe one of them might make a one night stand. But please don't take a band because this song is not for you. To be happy to reply to when this pretty crappy says, oh, bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. You'll get me more this evening, so you fuckers bugger up. Now you're promising the ladies a night of love and bliss. Once you've been on your butt, you're trying to stand up, say the piss. So give it up, you fucking wide old cunt, you'll not be lame. The sooner you are out of here, the quicker we'll be dead. Bugger up, you bastards, bugger up.